All right, I got another special treat for you here as we get into the festive spirit, 23 days and counting. Come on, you need some Christmas music with Jeffrey Straker.
Here we go. Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes and listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells ringing. Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in
beautiful
bed?
Beautiful. I gotta ask, you know, then, Jeff, what was your favorite toy that you remember asking for at Christmas?
I've got a very, very profound memory, deep-seated, complete with PTSD, of a gift that I got when I was 10 years old. I asked for, Greg, and received, as a young boy on a grain farm in rural Saskatchewan, I asked for and received a very controversial gift, a Holly Hobby Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, my
Cue
goodness.
The gasps.
Yes.
Cue the gasps.
So, what happened?
So I saw this thing in the Christmas wish book, the Sears wish book, and I wanted it so bad. Asked for it. Christmas morning, I unwrapped it. The entire family was there. It was the year the whole extended family was there. I unwrapped it, and you could see when I unwrapped it, the eyebrows raised and the heads cocked to the side. Yeah. And I remember someone asked, who got him that? And my mom had this ability to like calm any situation.
Yeah.
And like there was this sort of pregnant pause, and then her voice just piped up and said, Santa.
There.
And the whole thing was solved.
It's funny you say that because I remember, you know, about grade six or seven, some conversations in the classroom about one of our schoolmates, she had an easy bake oven.
Oh,
and all the boys were like, you make your own? They'd seen it on television.
Yeah.
They all wanted to hang with her after school.
I had the chutzpah to ask for it, and I got it.
You got it. Well, and please share, too. Long ago, you told me how your dad almost ruined Christmas, too. That's a good one.
It was around that similar time. So my mom was a killer baker, as many of these sort of prairie farm women are and were. And she baked the deep freezer full of all the baking on the top with this big layer of her beautiful whipped shortbread. Dad's Christmas thing was making homemade sausage. He'd get a deer, mix in some pork, and he never really had a recipe, and that year he made it particularly garlicky. He wrapped it up, packed it on top of all the Christmas baking, and Mom made up the dainty trays, and we bit into our first whipped shortbread that year, and it tasted like biting a clove of garlic. And we literally said, Dad, you've ruined Christmas.
Oh, man.
I don't think he ever got over it, really.
I bet not. Hey, Bryn Bessie's playing guitar with us here this morning. Bryn, you're from Regina. You've been with Jeff for how long now?
Four
and a half years. And are you on the stage here a week from Saturday, the 13th and 14th at Casino Regina Show Lounge? A very prairie Christmas. Are you the star guitar player?
Yeah. Only guitar player.
How big is this band?
This band, so 10 musicians, including myself and Bryn. Bryn plays a lot of great solos. He plays some acoustic guitar, some electric guitar. Yeah, but it's a 10-piece band, and we've got a lot of people don't know this if they've not been to the show, but there's a horn section, there's a string section in addition to us. So the arrangements are really thick and lush, and we bring these Christmas tunes to life in a way that have had people coming back for several years, making this a part of their Christmas tradition.
And besides Casino Regina, you're some of the rural communities you're going to, right?
The 13th and 14th, we're at the Casino Regina Show Lounge. Before that, the 4th and 5th in Saskatoon. There's only 4 tickets left for those. And then we move out to, we do a show in Marysburg/Humboldt. We go to Yorkton, and we have a show in Swift Current, and I also feel like I'm forgetting one. Oh, Nipawin on December the 7th.
Nice.
So yeah, we kind of crisscross the whole province.
You know, in the headlines here this morning, well, of course, Dudney reopened yesterday, and all the shop owners we've spoken to today excited that it's finally open after, you know, the last 8 months of hell, not having much traffic go by here, if at all.
Yeah.
You yourself personally took a cruise down, so please, the Jeffrey Straker Road Report.
I gotta say, it is an attractive street. Like I'll say, and I'm sure I didn't have the pain of having to operate a business on that street, but I would say for the average Reginan, worth the wait because it looks fantastic. Those vintage looking lights.
Yeah, it does.
The boulevard, like it looks like it's a happening street now. Like I will want to take guests who I have from out of town. I will want to take them there. Like it's beautiful. So hats off whoever I should be giving hats off to.
Well, we covered a lot of ground today. Some of your Christmas traditions, your favorite Christmas baking. Jeff, you're one of my favorites of all that come into the studio here and perform. And I truly mean that, having known you for so many years now. And you're just a great ambassador of Saskatchewan. When I see you out and about and you're great on your social media, you can tell that this province loves you and much success. You've got a Christmas album out today with four originals, eight classics, right? That's available everywhere.
That's right. December 2nd. It's out today. It's called A Very Prairie Christmas. Okay. Finds it on all the streaming platforms.
Okay. Can you buy a t-shirt with that logo too?
You can buy a t-shirt with a grain elevator on it at my shows. Yes, you can.
Jeff Straker, thanks for coming in today. All right.
Great being
appreciate
here.
It. Brent, thank you too for the background guitar there as well. Now, that was fun having Jeff Straker in the studio here this morning, and I encourage you to get tickets for his concert coming up a week from Saturday. There are two nights. A lot of people texting me about our conversation about butter tarts here this morning, and where can you find the best butter tart, and whether or not raisins should be in butter tarts. Les in Corning said, yes, raisins and butter tarts. It's a must any time of the year. I don't disagree with you, Les. I love it. Keep the conversation coming here. Where are the best butter tarts in all of Saskatchewan? 1-877-300-7275 as Christmas baking is top of mind here right now. Coming up with Kevin Martell, a medical clinic is closed down, and it's affected like 5,000 people without a doctor. Lousy news there, and we'll have more on that. And the health minister also speaking up about that here, too. This is also Giving Tuesday. And if you're asking what the heck that is, well, it started out as a hashtag in 2012. And now the Tuesday after American Thanksgiving has become one of the biggest days of the year for local charities, including ours, our Santa's Anonymous, which we clearly would love your support. We need to answer the call. Lieutenant Tim Miller from the Salvation Army told me yesterday, at the moment, we have more kids in need than we have toys.
Every day we're getting phone calls, we're getting emails of families who are struggling and just needing some extra help. It pains us to not be able to help every family in need because there's just so many families that are struggling right now. We got just over 3,200 kids on our that are registered so far. We've brought in about 1,000 toys so far. You know, we're still quite a ways away. So our hope is, you know, that we'll come over and above what we need, and then we'll start reaching out to those families that are on our wait list and start helping those families too.
So that count hadn't included what we got from you this past weekend, but if you you heard the lieutenant there's a bit of a gap in the amount of kids and toys we need to get this done. So our cutoff is next Thursday, and you can go to cjme.com right now and see where all the toy bins are. They're in just about every store you can think of around Regina, including Superstores, Marshalls, and of course Canadian Tire as well, too, some Walmarts as well. Help us out, and by next Thursday, the cutoff, I hope that every young girl and boy has got a toy under the tree, courtesy of you and our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous. Well, it's not icy on Regina roads yet. Maybe on the drive home, as we expected to turn really windy, and some off and on snow is coming our way here today. And ice is also a hot topic when it comes to budget deliberations, which begin 2 weeks from today. And council is going to have to make some tough decisions, as you've been hearing in the news, to reduce the proposed 15% tax hike. One of the ideas is to save $160,000. And to lease, sell, or close the Optimus and Kinsmen arenas. I cannot imagine them making the decision to close, well, the two coldest rinks in all of Regina, let alone take away any ice time in a city that is hockey crazy and there's never enough ice time for any team. So I don't know, but I understand why the Albert Park Community Association has been busy trying to use social media. And, of course, we're reporting from Andrew Sinnott. He understands the Optimus Arena is aging, but says closing it without a replacement plan would hit us hard.
But it would just be nice before shutting it right down to have a plan in place, right? Like a very transparent plan.
And I agree. But, again, I just don't think that's where they're headed. That would shock me if this council said we're closing up a rink or two rinks, let alone. But like the conservatory, a lot of organizations have seen what's potentially a chop, and they're trying to use social media to spread the word. Hey, talk to your council members. Talk to the mayor, whatever you think, whatever issue you have. And I know there are going to be some in-person consultations. I think it's Ward 3, Councillor Froh is going to be having a public consultation. I think I noticed that on his Facebook page not too long ago. Maybe others are too, but you'll have an opportunity to have your say too. But that's going to be a big budget deliberation starting on the 15th. Christmas is in the air now, 23 days and counting, 3 weeks of school left, 3 weekends left to shop, only one more paycheck left between now and December 25th. And Canada Post is telling us that if your kids want to have a letter back from Santa Claus, they better get their letters in by next Monday in order to get a response from Santa. And traditionally, the post office also suggests this is the week to send out your Christmas cards so that they arrive on time. Easy peasy if you get about this week. Technically, the cutoff is December 20th to assure they arrive domestically, but they always suggest this is the week that just makes it happen. Construction on Dewdney is done. $244 million spent on improving, nearly 27 kilometers of roads and over 10 kilometers of sidewalks. Wider sidewalks on 11th, now wider sidewalks on Dewdney, and a lot of local businesses. Extremely pleased that it's all over with.
Future's bright. Warehouse District, Dewdney Avenue is the place to be.
Rebellion Brewing's Mark Heisey there, whose business, like many others, was closed off for the last 8 months. In fact, speaking of Canada Post, he said they even stopped delivering mail.
Canada Post shut off our mail because they said they could not figure out how to deliver our mail.
But now it's all over with, and everyone has high hopes. In these closing weeks before Christmas, you'll support local shops and businesses on Dewdney, which have been open all this time, but just not nearly as busy because, well, you would think, okay, there's only so much parking on Dewdney, but it makes a difference. And nice to have them opened up now, too. Hey, tonight is the night that City Hall will go all Clark Griswold.
250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Hey, they're going to light the lights in front of City Hall tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. It is free family fun. They're going to have horse-drawn carriage rides, play some outdoor games. There's going to be music. There's going to be free hot chocolate. And of course, there's going to be a Santa Claus appearance. Santa! And because of all of this, they're going to have some minor road restrictions on Vic from Smith to McIntyre during the event. 6 till 8 o'clock. Speaking of Clark Griswold, Christmas Vacation, one of two movies that are absolutely a must in my household. Christmas Vacation. And I got to watch The Grinch, Jim Carrey version, though. Vacation, Christmas Vacation, is 36 years old this week. 36 years ago, it came out. They always seem to, I always kind of catch it on my PVR, usually on a Sunday evening on a CBC channel. They air Christmas Vacation. I know it's streaming everywhere, too. You can find it. But nobody gets as worked up after missing a holiday office bonus like Clark Griswold.
I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight.
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
What a legendary red Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. That movie, 36 years old, and they did that in one take. And to do it, all the other cast members, the family members, stood in front of Chevy Chase, and they had little signs on the front of them words like greedy and heartless to help him nail every hilarious insult in that iconic speech in one take. And then they shot the reactions of the family members. But yeah, love that movie. 36 years old. Well, a year after she lost her re-election campaign, looks like Regina Mayer, former Regina Mayer, that is, Sandra Masters, landing on her feet. She's going to be deputy chief of staff in communications for Premier Scott Moe. And I think that pays a little more than Mayer. The order in council says she'll make more than $14,000 a month, or just over $170,000 a year. Hey, good for you. Coming up with Kevin Martell, Gardens Medical Clinic just up Broad near Wascana Lake, closing due to lack of doctors. And clearly that's very unfortunate for as many as 5,000 people affected by this closure. You're going to hear from some patients and the health minister's reaction in just a moment here, too, at the bottom of the hour. And don't forget, too, that last week I had a guaranteed weather jackpot of $575. And Brenda Johnson won it when I called her up. She was totally stoked about that. Brenda, $575 richer. Congratulations. And the Regina Pats are preparing to return to Regina this Friday night. If you're looking for something to do with your family, they're back in action. It was a tough West Coast call there because they're back on Friday night taking on the Brandon Wheat Kings. I don't think they won on the road trip, but they were doing good here in Regina. Hopefully they can get back on track. Pats are back at home on Friday evening.